We're talking right now with Chris Moore, of course, the head football coach of the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders. They get ready to entertain Woodward Academy coming up here on Friday night. And Coach, kind of a short turnaround for you guys playing Saturday night last week, now coming back with the normal Friday night game this week. Has that changed anything for you guys this week?
Just eliminates one day of rest for the kids, and then just one less day for the coaches to prepare and get game film ready. But for the most part, not a whole lot. Just like I said, just the one day, so we'll be all right.
How do you feel like preparation went this week?
It's been good, not great at times, but the kids are staying focused and doing their best, and we're just pushing through it.
What'd you take away from the win over Glidden Ralston on Saturday night that you guys needed to work on heading into week two?
That week one, the weather's been super hot, and played a little factor on that. We got to take better care of ourselves. We had a couple guys go down with some cramps, and then we just got to get in better game shape. And, it's really tough to judge that until you get in the game and actually play, four quarters and say, oh, geez, I need to do this better, or I need to work a little harder here, push myself a little harder. So, we're continuing to build on that, too.
Coach, as you guys were watching film of Woodward Academy, what did you see from them? This is a team that normally has really good athletes, and it sounds like they've got some of those again this year.
Yeah, definitely. They got three kids. They kind of rotate at quarterback, and that's exactly what they are. They're really good athletes, not really a genuine quarterback that can throw the ball. But they got wheels and they can run. So we got to be disciplined and float the ball well and wrap up and make the tackles.
Do you like the way your defense played the other night? And how do you feel like they match up? Because you guys have got some great athletes out on that defensive side of the ball as well.
Yeah, for the most part, we did a really good job of flowing to the ball. But we struggled finishing tackles. And that's something we've been working on this week. We just got to finish that. We were in position a number of times, and Tyler Brandt, great running back, ran really hard, ran through with some arm tackles, and we can't be arm tackling and reaching. So we really got to work on that. And then the same thing this week. I mean, these guys got good speed, so we got to break down and make sure we're in position, and we can't be reaching out and trying to grab them. Otherwise, it's going to be the same effect. He's going to have a kid going for 120 yards.
Coach, did you like what you saw out of that 2-5 that you ran the other night?
Yeah, at times. Our defensive ends are so quick there. Mm-hmm. They got to, kind of throttle down a little bit when they get in the backfield. We had sometimes the ball slipping right by us because they were back there so fast. We need a lot more out of our linebackers up there. They got to fill that holes and stay inside and stay disciplined and fill those gaps for us.
Coach, we mentioned that Woodward Academy always has some athletes defensively. What will they do with those guys, and how will they try to defend that? What you gave them two different looks, really, on Saturday night.
From film, playing on Collins Maxwell, they were playing a three-man front with four backers and a safety over top. They just played man, not much of a zone look, so... we'll look to try to match up one-on-one and get some good looks on the outside. And then up front, we compare size-wise really well to us. So hopefully we have advantage up there on the one-on-ones.
Coach, you love to get your athletes in space. What do you feel like is going to work better for you this week, kind of spreading things back out, or will you tighten things up like you did in the second half on Saturday?
Like we were talking earlier, that was a call by the kids. We were trying to give them a different look on offense and really wasn't going for us as well as we'd like, obviously because it's still new. And they said, hey, let's go back to what we used to do and double tight, wing formation, and run the ball. And that's what we did in the second half, and the kids felt really comfortable with that. So, I feel good that we can be able to mix up both of those throughout the rest of the season.
Do you think with that spreading things out, it's just the kids running it a little bit more and getting more comfortable? Because you certainly have the athletes to be able to make that work.
Yeah, definitely. And then it's a lot more. It puts a lot more pressure on our tight ends and linemen on those one-on-one blocks. If you don't make that block or you slip off that block out in space, that's the difference of 10-yard gain and a 2-yard gain because that guy gets off and makes that tackle. When we're so packed in, so tight, you know, if you slip off the block, hopefully by that time we're already to the edge and we're gone for 10 yards. So, you know, it just puts a lot more pressure. The kids got to be more disciplined and work on the fundamentals of blocking a lot better when we got the field spread.
Coach, you mentioned in the pregame, and you said it several times last season as well, that you guys needed to get better in the pass game to kind of help that run game. You've got the athletes. I thought Tanner threw some really nice balls last Saturday. Did you see the growth in the passing game that you wanted to see to start the season?
Yeah, definitely. We had a couple drop balls, and then we had some penalties that were called back on some big pass plays, and we threw the ball really well. I think we had 81 yards, 4 completions, but I mean, there's probably 5 or 6 for probably another 80 yards that we left out there because of drop passes and penalties. So definitely saw growth there, and we'll continue to build on that.
Coach, what are you wanting to take away from week 2?
Obviously, definitely, we just wanted to get better from week 1 to week 2. Show growth, so you know, show more discipline on both sides of the ball. And, and come out 1-0 again.
Coach, you'll get a chance to play in front of the home crowd. You were, in a way, able to do that as the home team last week. But talk a little bit about that crowd down there last Saturday. I know we're heading into a different game here, but I hadn't really talked to you about that. That was a tremendous crowd that followed you guys on Saturday night.
It was really nice. A little deceiving because that stadium's so big. But on both sides of the ball, for Glenn Ralston, CRB, we had a great following. The gates indicated that for us. There was several people there, alumni, you know, guys I played with, and family friends that played, that were there in support of us. So that was really neat to see. And that's kind of, you know, the idea of having that at that neutral site like that is to draw some of those people that, you know, don't come back on a Friday night and get to see us play.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here. Best of luck at coming up tonight against Woodward Academy. And I know that Jim Molitor and Nathan Cohn's looking forward to talking to you on the scoreboard show following the ballgame.
Hey, Jeff, again, thank you for last week. Again, that was awesome coverage that you guys had for us. I can't wait to talk to those guys tonight. And go CRB.
You bet. Head coach again, Chris Moore with the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders joining us here to take a look at their matchup on Friday night with Woodward Academy.